That is amazing right there. Bonnie's cinnamon rolls. Those are worth having. Well, anyway, if you grabbed one of these or if I gave you one, just a couple things to remember. First of all, free will offering baskets in the back. All of the proceeds or the offerings that go into that basket go to our two missionary families. 100% of that will go to them, okay? So just be mindful of that. And what a blessing they have been to us so far, and will be again tonight. Great challenges from the Word. I've had some great fellowship with them, and just so appreciate the Richard and Russell families so much. So anyway, we look forward to continuation of it this evening, and I'm glad that you're here. So, they're working on something special back there. They're hoping to get to work. So, and it looks pretty special, evidently. So, reminder, men, tomorrow morning, 6:30. I really should have put a one call out for, and I might still do that yet tonight, as soon as the service is over. Men's breakfast tomorrow morning at 6:30. We had mentioned on Sunday morning that it was going to be at 6, but it will be at 6:30 tomorrow morning here at the church. Encourage you to come and, be a part of our time of good food and fellowship together, again with our with Brian and with Houghton. Okay? So look forward to that tomorrow morning, 6:30. Okay? You're welcome to show up earlier and help cook. That would be fine too. But anyway, 6:30 is when we will have our time of fellowship. Okay? Is there anything else that needs to be mentioned? Okay? All right. Well, we're grateful that you are all here to partake in this evening again of being encouraged and challenged from the things that our missionary friends bring to us. So let's begin our time with prayer and get moving. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the great day yesterday, the great day today, Lord, and just the time of gathering together, being challenged from the Word, getting a glimpse of life and ministry and mission with these two families. Lord, just treasure the time of being able to spend with these guys and just being able to talk about life and your purpose and what you're doing and in their lives. And Lord, we're just so thankful that we have a part, Lord, in their mission, Lord, as we support them as a church family. And Lord, we love them and we're so grateful that they're here. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll just bless our time this evening now. We pray that every aspect of it, Lord, through our time of singing, to special music, to the sharing from the Word, Lord, that it'll all be beautifully reflected back to you, Lord, of bringing glory and honor to you and you alone. So, Lord, encourage us and challenge us through this evening, and we just thank you again for this time. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
As we think about our service this evening, and our first song is number 660, and it's entitled, I Will Serve Thee. You know, I think about when the disciples were arguing which one was going to sit beside Jesus' right hand, and basically who would be the greatest. And Jesus said, if any of you wants to be great, he should learn to be the servant of all. And so there's a question that each of us answers in life, is that who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve the Lord? Or are we going to serve ourselves? And really, that's all the enemy wants us to do, is serve ourselves. And he's got us right where he wants us. And so, think about this evening, is who will you serve And so let's stand as we sing 660. Says, teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path. If we commit our plans and our ways to the Lord, He'll always lead us and He'll where we need to go. And so let's turn to 664. Take my life, lead me, Lord.
Make my life useful to you.
So this evening, we're going to change things up again a little bit. What you have in your flyer there is right for tonight, but actually Houghton and Gretchen and family will be leaving tomorrow after lunch, so they will not be here tomorrow evening, needing to get back to get their kiddos back in school. So, and the kids are excited about that. So, yes. Anyway, so this will get them down the road earlier. So anyway, with that being said, we get to enjoy them this evening. Houghton will be here in the morning for men's breakfast. They're going to be going to the academy for lunch tomorrow. So the kiddos at the academy are going to get to meet them. So that will be neat. So anyway, I wanted to give you a heads up on that. So with that being said, I believe the special, they're going to come up and share, and then we'll hear from them more.
Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father in heaven, not into temptation, God deliver us from the enemy. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory for. Give us each moment all that we need. Forgive us our sins as we forgive the ones who have sinned against us. Our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation, God deliver us from the enemy. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Good evening. I'm Houghton Richards. Anybody here not seen me yet? There's no newcomers. One newcomer. Very good. Nice to see you this evening. Were you here last year when I was here?
No, I was not, sir.
6 years ago when I was here.
No, I was not.
12 years ago when I...
Okay.
All right, very good. Very good. I'm Houghton Richards. I'm a Bible translator. I translate God's Word into the languages, specifically the endangered languages or the lesser known languages of the world that are not documented. They're not described yet. There's no alphabet. There's no grammar, a prescribed grammar. Most of us, anybody remember or taking grammar growing up? No, yeah, I don't blame you. That is a prescriptive grammar. That's a grammar that we tell you how to use language. But how often do we use the language in our spoken speech in the way that they're teaching us is appropriate or it is the standard? Well, not very often when you look into what is spoken language and what is written or standardized. At least the teachers who love to use their red markers anyways. What we do is we specialize in descriptive grammar. That is, we take what it is you're giving to me in colloquial language, language that we discuss in story over meals, etc. And then we create grammars based on that. Now, that sounds a bit more appropriate. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we're descriptive linguists. In fact, when I went to school, it was a degree in language description and development. Yeah, so we'd go in and they would describe their language to us through just various genres of speech. I'll stop with the linguistic geeky stuff. So what we do is we translate God's word into the languages they understand best. Yeah. So when we think of different languages, well, let me give you a context of what I hope to do tonight. I'm actually filling in blanks right now. I hope that we're going to have two teammates of mine from the village call me sometime this evening. But they're on island time, so we'll see. Hopefully it'll happen. It'll come over the head, come over the house speaker, and we'll be talking to them, and you'll be able to ask questions, and maybe I'll do a bit of translating for us. Hopefully that happens. But in the meantime, when we translate, there's different genres of which we use language. Yeah. So for instance, when I went to Australia, when I began the program that I was in, one of the professors called me into her office, and she had just been listening to me speak in the dining hall and in other places, in various domains, different areas of life throughout campus. And she called me into the office, and I was young and dumb at the time, and she said, Houghton, I have a concern for you. You know, you're beginning your studies in linguistics, and linguistics is oftentimes kind of one of those niche types of programs. Ooh, do we have someone? Bjorn.
Where, Bjorn?
Not that.
You might own it.
Okay, hey, the. Narole, Akili, nombre.
Ah.
Can you see him in the back?
I can't.
You can't. Okay. So this is George. This is George. Yes. Ha. Makanan. Okay, so he's going to hang up and ring back. Different types of speech is used in different types of domains, right? And she was concerned. She said, I'm concerned. You're too colloquial for this program. And I thought, what does colloquial mean? What is that? Right? That was a big indicator, big red flag. But I played it off well. I went, I'll try to change. She said, I was too common. My speech, my demeanor, my disposition, I was just too common. Oh, there we go. We're going to answer. Bjul. Yahu. Okay. Romoro. Rautentam.
No, we can't hear
it. Hey, temibi. Narolong tanenang. Okay. Omrong tani ni.
Good thing there are swear words.
On the left hand side, sometimes we have to turn the mic on. You know, yeah. Omrong. Yeah.
Can you read lips yet?
Hey, no.
Different things they can hear you.
Yeah. Rambran, mute. It says that, is he on? Does it say that he's muted his mic? No? This meeting has been ended by host. He's going to try again. Why do you suppose different languages used in different domains in life? What was that professor's concern? Yeah.
A lot of them had to make their own languages up.
Yeah? Yeah? That's a good answer. I don't know if it's what... From what I understand, what you mean is oftentimes you can exclude others based upon the type of language that one has spoken, even in the States. Like, for instance, when we hear someone from the South with a Southern accent, right? Or if someone hears a language in the North or whatever it may be. But there's a concept out there called epistemology. So anyone, what is epistemology? EPIST, the study of EPIST. Epistemology. I'll read. So it's the theory of knowledge. I'll give you two different. I'll give you a more academic definition, and then I'll give you more of a colloquial one. How are we going to do? How are we doing? No, halfway. What is... We'll just move on. We'll see if it figures out. I am, of course, at work this afternoon and not going to work today. Epistemology. So here's the more academic-y definition. Then we'll read more of a colloquial definition, a common one. It's a theory of knowledge, especially with regard to the methods, validity, and scope. Epistemology is the investigation of what distinguishes justified belief and origin. Okay. Here's the more common definition. Epistemology is the study of knowledge acquisition. It involves an awareness of certain aspects of reality, and it seeks to discover what is known and how it is known. How it is known. Considered as a branch of philosophy, epistemology addresses cognitive science, cultural studies, and the history of science. So, in what domains of life do we... learn. That's culturally acceptable. Okay, and what types of things would we learn engineering at the dining room table?
Depends on who's dining room table.
Yeah. Some people don't know how to turn it off, right? Yeah. what types of information would you expect, or what types of places would you expect to learn about God? Again, it depends on whose dining room table you're sitting at, but I would venture to say that the majority of Americans, let's just say, would expect to learn about God where or how?
Church.
Through the church. What about children? What times of the day in church? At what service? Surrounded by who? Sunday school. You see where this is going? Yeah. So, for instance, when we were translating our family story Bible, why do I call it a family story Bible and not a children's Bible? Why do you suppose?
Family parents were included. They were reading it to them.
Yeah. So if I would have just called it a children's Bible, would the adults would expect to learn anything? Like, well, this is something that I can learn about God with. It's like, no, they would have, well, that's not for me. That's, well, for children, right? So using language and a vehicle by which to deliver information about God, okay, you have to be thoughtful of. This is epistemology. This is the practical application of considering how am I going to package this information and how is it that it's going to be received or it's acceptable with my target audience. Is that making sense? Okay. So, for instance, I was just actually... We'll see. Hopefully it works. So, when I'm in a village in Northumbrum, okay, we would just assume as a Western audience, well, how is it that we in a Western audience communicate about God to adults in America? Typically. How do we communicate about God to adults in America that's acceptable? With the target audience in mind, Bible studies, church. Okay. Ooh, la la. Bill. Omran tani eh makanan. Okay, is it possible for them to see everybody or just me? Oh, okay, with the camera. Yeah, there you are. Okay. Okay, makanon. Okay, the elder. Om ya kaya fupil te panken.
Okay.
See, but I asked him to pray. He's going to pray real quick.
Okay. You will bring your will. For the young one, I'm returning him. This is Barlam. And I'm a good man.
Okay. So, would you like to start off with a question Elda? Te lo machene vos susurran ha rargarlam o ralo bislama o hangle. Ramo moro. Eh no, omieka sen in English.
Okay, then mo ani na.
Okay, makara. Okay, for okay. Okay, for when the introduction ho. Neng ngate ya George.
I'm happy to see you. My friend, our friends who sponsor the translation in here. So I'm glad to see you. This time. Yes, my name is El Hari, and the one who sits beside me, his name is Joseph Adigon. Yes, that's all I want to say. Best, thank you.
Ate George?
Yeah.
Then forward.
You want to answer?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Thank you for this chance. My name is George. We are happy to meet you as our sponsor in the translation in Northern Prem. We are happy to meet you here. It's our first time and it's our opportunity to meet you as our friend. Thank you.
Oh, George, sipa garlam. Era embro ve sipa garlam. Ah, te pemo, te pe hatur enang au ho meneng bibilan ho ge parwene introduction ho. Makanon? Okay. Pastor, would you like to give an introduction and the who you all are and te vandra ngai pe pastor hu te sangai din.
Yes, it is such a joy to get to meet you guys, as we so love Houghton and Gretchen and their family, as they have come called by God to come and to minister with you guys and to translate the Bible. We're just a local church here in Callaway, Nebraska. Enjoying the privilege of being able to have a part in seeing God's work be done around the world, as you guys are in the middle of the ocean, right? Kind of. On an island. Far away. But to see what God is doing to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to you guys through Houghton and Gretchen and family and team. And so what a joy to get to meet you folks, and you men. And we want you to know that we are praying for you, as we are for Houghton and Gretchen, as they will be coming back months down the road here, and look forward to what God is going to do to reach your village and your people with the good news of Jesus Christ. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Let's see, but thank you.
What day and time is it?
Te le albeja.
Yalbe. Pe, 11:58.
Enta bungbung o?
Dablial.
Dablial, okay, so it's 11:38 in the middle day. At that wubung, ha?
Tuesday.
Tuesday at 11:38 in the Pacific. Yeah. De rin, what time is it here? The Albeha. 7:30 tur. 7:30 Monday. De rin. Nelibungur. Nelibungur. Mam yen pur. De gemam yam roko kore. Okay. So, do you have a question for two translators here? So George and Elder have been a part of the program. Yesterday I'd shared that they are Luke 10 style persons of peace when we've come into the village. And it took about 2 years for God to introduce us to Elder Hare Warwar, who essentially invited us into the village with the community. And then George came along and joined the work about a year or so after that. And Elder Harry's the one who I shared a little bit of his testimony yesterday. If you'd like, I could ask him to share his testimony again. But if you had any questions for them, they've been working since the very beginning of this work. So any questions for George?
John, my voice this morning, is it because of him that we did, or you?
Not that I'm going to be able to get a lot of money 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 to get a lot of money.
Depende como lo tú. Demorar ruan lo na pesao mi vi.
Butel.
Te me llena ese set no rupurro.
I said, what are they like in the village? Are they like wild animals or what are they like? Okay, so do you have any questions for them?
Te yafu. Te lomchena fo fo buhu agenirle buhu anu.